Swinging a hard ground ball through the right side, base hit. Four-hit night for O'Neill Cruz. He'll drive in Nick Gonzalez, and now it's 9-5.
We'll talk about Cruz in a second. Here's a text. The same people saying we were going to be awesome after seeing Kenny do great in the preseason are the same that are saying they're going to suck this year because of a bad preseason. Re-bleeping lax. Look it. That's not what we're doing here.
I don't think we've ever said that they had a bad preseason. Like, there were things that didn't go right. We didn't talk about the preseason games at all, really.
No.
Like,
no, I think we've been very clear about the things that are worth worrying about from the preseason games and the things not worth worrying about from the preseason games.
And we admitted about last year, too, a bunch of times.
Yes.
So we're not going to get fooled.
Right. This was a problem in OTAs. The wide receiver core, I'm saying. Minicamp? Training camp? And the Steelers have acknowledged that by waiting around for Brandon Ayuk.
Correct.
So we're not panicking any more than the Steelers are panicking about what is not a great wide receiver core. Hope that helps. Now to O'Neill Cruz, who will be the Pirates center fielder in the not-so-distant future. We'll see when that happens. Neil Walker said yesterday on the broadcast, maybe it happens on their road trip. Maybe it happens today. I think it's going to take some time. Yesterday was the first day that they had O'Neill Cruz working out in center field, and they actually had to give him a different glove, which we know a shortstop and infielder is going to need a different glove than an outfielder. I would have thought that they would have one for him.
Already, right?
It looked like he ran out there, and then they had to run him out one. So that's going to take some time to get him comfortable. Tarik Brock, who is in charge of getting these fielders ready, said that he looks fluid out there, that he doesn't look like he's thinking too much out there, that day one, early returns, pretty good. They mentioned that on the broadcast yesterday. That's great. Now, a bunch of people breaking down his body language in his interview yesterday. Look, maybe he is annoyed. Maybe he's not. If he is, I think, and this is not a word I used yesterday, he might be embarrassed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the middle of the season. You've been a shortstop your whole life. You've been the best player on your baseball team probably your entire life. And now, for everyone to see publicly the last 30 or so games, you're going to go out there and for the world to watch play a different position? Yeah, that's tough. You're probably not going to take that totally in stride. But he's laughing in the dugout. It hasn't affected him at the plate, where he went 4-for-4 yesterday.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right?
Like, I mean, if you really want to get a barometer on his mentality, I mean, he could have easily just went up there and just swung at dirt. Could have swung it, you know, just kind of had that lackadaisical attitude that sometimes Rowdy Tellez has, you know, where it's just like, all right, I struck out. Like, no, he didn't. He had four hits last night, and significant hits and hard hits. And I think one was 113. Like, he's locked in for as good as it will be right now. It's going to suck. It would suck. I mean, anybody that has change.
Human nature, man.
Yes, it's going to suck, but he'll get over it, I believe, and he'll figure it out because he could be a star at a different position.
And I think he will be because at the plate, I think he's rounding into the guy we all expected him to be.
Yes.
So last night, 4-for-4, they lose 9-5 after they lose 18-8. And we could sit here and rake this franchise over the coals for being on pace to probably have a worse record than they did last year. There's a time and a place for that. I'd rather focus on Cruz because I don't want to get too depressed. Since July 1st, he's got an OPS up over 900. He's hitting 271 now on the season. He's been crushing lefties, which to me has been the biggest difference in his game.
Yes.
He has a higher OPS now on the season than Brian Reynolds. His OPS plus is 121. Reynolds is 122. Total bases, O'Neill Cruz has 233. Brian Reynolds is 211. He's quietly become their best hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And if he, going forward, is going to be this 900-plus OPS guy and hit lefties as well as he had the last two-plus months, he is that superstar now.
Yeah.
And I think when we give the obituary on this season, a lot of people might look and say O'Neill Cruz failed because they had to move him off a shortstop. Even if he plays well in center field, you're going to have people who say, well, he didn't play well enough at his position. This is a successful season, I think, for O'Neill Cruz, even though you move him, because he played 9 games last year and now he's turned himself into probably the best hitter on the team. You really can't ask for more than that at the plate. It would have been a probably not a fair expectation for anybody to say, come in, be a 50 home run guy or something like that in really what amounts to be his first full season of Major League Baseball. He's been very good at the plate. Very good.
I totally agree. And that could have went away because of so many of the errors and the things that happened. But, you know, he stayed consistent. Like, baseball is a two-sport game. The complete ones are the good ones. The Sotos, the judges at times. I mean, you look around. I mean, the Alec Bohms, guys of that nature, the Brian Reynolds. Can you play both? And I do believe, I really do. And we'll see how the communication and the learning process mm-hmm. goes. That's the one thing that's kind of set to the side. But I do believe for his athletic raw ability that he can be a really good center fielder with the range he has, with the range of running, with the range of catching, and with the range of throwing. Like, everything to me in my mind computes to him, yes, that fits a guy like him better than being in a confined space and having to work in that area.
I agree with all of that, man. If he's going to keep hitting this way, and even if he's a league average center fielder, and there's potential for him to be way better than that, but even if he's a league average or slightly below average center fielder, he's going to screw games up less than at shortstop while still hitting the cover off the baseball. You now have a better overall baseball right. player and a better baseball team.
Right.
So I can't even say it's a failure that you move him off a shortstop. I mean, it fits a massive hole. They were going to have to go out and spend money on center field. You've got a shortstop now in IKF. I think it's the best thing for this baseball team.
I agree.
And you can't minimize how well he's hit lefties of late, too. Lefty relievers, lefty starters. He was terrible against them for a large stretch of this year. Now he's killing them. Still strikes out a lot. He's really turning into the complete package at the plate.